mind, body, and spirit, a real connection. For me, the connection between me and my submissives or slaves is about mind, body, and spirit. Yes, it's erotic and so very intense. Our connection can be spiritual as well. I believe it's a natural occurrence when a mistress and submissive click on every possible level. It simply reaches a point of intensity that most have not experienced before. It transcends that of most marriages. This can only happen if you are open to it and want it. I cannot make you open yourself to me at these deep, meaningful levels. You may be nervous about entering into such a meaningful relationship, especially if you are accustomed to stereotypical mistress-submissive connections. This will not be like that. My musings. This is a topic I have given a lot of thought to. Because of my own spiritual journey, it seems natural that my relationship with you would develop an aspect of spirituality. Upon reaching adulthood, I chose to detach from any specific religion and pursue my own path. It's important to me to help people as I can. That's true whether I meet you as a friend, a family member, or a client. I discovered that I've been able to do that in my work here as a phone mistress. For you, I offer caring, compassion, insight, and intellect. You can talk to me about anything. Come to me for comfort or clarity. I care that you receive what you need to satisfy your submissive and fetish needs. I provide that to you, and you can get that in a lot of other places. But you will soon be aware that I am more than a woman you call for erotic purposes. That may not even be what you are seeking. Enlightenment. You may be reading this and feeling some doubt, thinking, what's her angle here? I don't have one. There is no mistress persona with me. I am a lifestyle mistress who has found that being highly intelligent, dominant, and caring are enough to bring you under my control firmly. You will want to serve me. You will want to do that which will make me proud of you. There is no reason to be afraid of this. It's likely that as our relationship deepens, you will develop feelings for me. That is perfectly fine. You are supposed to love your mistress. I love my submissives and slaves. And that's because I open my heart to making them a part of my life. Even though we will never meet in person, it just doesn't matter. You and I can become connected at a level you feel spiritually as well. More on this subject. Reading this is a start. You will probably find it helpful to listen to one of my audios on this subject. Scroll down in this post to see a link to an audio called Owned by a Caring Mistress. You can also read more of my thoughts on a link that I have posted just under that. It's called Loving Your Mistress. This may be a whole new idea for you. Take some time to think about the possibilities. Check out the links I provided in the post. If you have questions for me, use the contact form on this website. I'll be happy to answer them. About your desires, I have over 150 audios available on topics from slavery, sub-training, to fetishes such as small penis humiliation, chastity, cuckolding, and a lot more. Some are more obscure because fans need them. I specialize in hypno audios on a wide variety of topics. If you'd like to visit my main audio shop, check out the link in the post below in the last paragraph. And I hope that you will subscribe to my blog. All you have to do is click on the button on the top right side of the page.